Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh.
to meet your need. I'll even go by way of Calvary. Praise God.
Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today.
Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art calling? Do falling on my ear. That song that was disclosed, and he walked with me.
My faith. His benefits are new every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our lives, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. And I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise him all the day long. Yes, yes. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters, excuse me, sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. From I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, we bless God for each and every one of you this morning. It's so good to be in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Just good to be alive. Hallelujah. Giving us another chance to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the scripture, then we'll go into prayer. I'm reading from the book of John, John 14. And I'm going to start from the first verse. I want you to just write it down, take note of it, so in your private time, you can read it. Amen, in Jesus' name. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus. And he said to his attendants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip. For John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they considered John a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for the guests and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her what whatever she asks. From that by her mother, she said, give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist. The king was distressed, but because of his oath and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted and had John beheaded in prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl who carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by bus privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the town. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Father, we thank you for this word in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst morning. We welcome you in our lives. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take preeminence in every area of our lives. Take preeminence on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, the living God. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in our lives. Have your way in our families. Have your way in this ministry. Holy Spirit, let your will be done in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in this ministry. Holy Spirit, let your will be done. Surrender completely and totally to you. Take complete and absolute control of everything in our lives. Oh, Holy Spirit, take control of this ministry in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take control over the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Take control, Holy Spirit, of the lives of our spouses, of our husbands and our wives. Holy Spirit, that are alive, Holy Spirit, take control, Holy Spirit. We surrender to you. Have thine own way, O Lord. Have thy own way. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is anew every morning, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, that we have done that are not pleasing to you. Oh, Holy Ghost, forgive us, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we repent of everything that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Oh, Father, teach us too how to forgive what others have done to us in the name of Jesus. Forgive us. Let us forgive others their trespasses in the name of Jesus. Oh God, forgive us, oh God, to truly repent in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our children, for you to have mercy upon our children. Oh God, have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Have mercy upon each and every one under the sound of my voice. Have mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God, upon our grandchildren. Mercy, oh God, upon our siblings. Mercy, oh God, upon our nieces and our nephews. Mercy, oh God, upon us, oh God. Mercy upon every member of this prayer group, oh God. Mercy upon their families, oh God. Mercy, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, oh God. Oh God, be merciful unto us, oh God. Father God, you said in your word that when we repent, you are faithful and just. When we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, this morning, we release the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. The blood of Jesus to wash away the sins of our spouses, our children, our grandchildren. The blood of Jesus to wash away everyone's sin under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus in our dwelling places. We release the blood on this, in this service, on the prayer line, the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the network, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We suck our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the great grand in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our body, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Our parents in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We thank you for the sanctification in the blood, the redemption in the blood of Jesus, that shed in the blood of Jesus, the reconciliation that is in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. So, Father, we cover every area of our homes in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus into our children's dwelling places, our grandchildren's dwelling places. In the name of Jesus, the blood. Oh God, our spouses' dwelling places. Oh God, our home, our possessions with the blood of Jesus. The food we eat with the blood of Jesus. The buildings we live in the blood of Jesus. The parameters of our yard in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, for the hedge of protection around us in the blood of Jesus. Everywhere we go, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Our cars in the blood of Jesus. Our children's cars in the blood of Jesus. The engines, every part of the blood of Jesus. The highways, the byways, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the precious blood. The blood of Jesus. the blood of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the blood that's healing in the blood. Healing, healing, we claim our healing in the blood of Jesus through the blood. Bless us, oh God, through your blood. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on each and every one of us that's here this morning. We put the armor on every family. In the name of Jesus that's here this morning, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, those that are connected to us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of God, those that are connected to us by the Spirit of God, all God's covenant children that's in our families, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and by your grace, oh God, even those that are not saved, but because of your grace, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor of God and the armor of light on them, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. Father God, prosper the works of our hands. We soak up the works of our hands in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us. And the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around our children and grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God. And the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, we are weak, but you are strong. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Oh, Father, we can do all things through you who strengthen us. Perfect all that concerns our lives. Let your perfect will be done. And Lord, give us more grace to walk by your Spirit and not by the flesh. Give us Spirit of God and not by the flesh. Father God, anything within us that is not of you, uproot it, O God, and fill us up with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those in our families that are not saved, oh God. Let the Holy Spirit move upon their heart, oh God, that they will come and receive Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. We pray for family members and friends that are not saved, oh God, that they will receive Jesus. Holy Spirit, move upon their hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, oh God, that you move upon their hearts. We pray, oh God, those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. Father, you did say there will be mourning on Mount Zion, oh God. And so, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would comfort each and every family that's mourning, oh God. Continue to comfort Pastor Young and her family in the name of Jesus. Father God, there are so many across the board. Comfort, oh God, the family of Henrietta Newsom, her daughter, oh God, comfort her daughter, her only child. Oh God, comfort her siblings that's grieving, oh God, over her loss, her friend, oh God, that's grieving over her, oh God. Father God, comfort them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to comfort their sharp family that grieving over the loss of their sibling, their brother. TG, oh God, comfort his wife, his siblings, his nieces and nephews, his family members, his aunts and uncles. Comfort them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, every family grieving, comfort their heart, absent in the body, but present with the Lord. May all the souls of these faithful departed ones rest in the presence of Almighty God in peace in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, the family members that are alive, oh God, who do not know Jesus, family members that are alive, for these families that I name that do not know Jesus, that they will come into the saving grace of knowing Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. And Lord, we thank you. We bless you. You said in your word that you will give us that peace that's a passable understanding. Who, Lord, the peace whose mind are stayed on Christ. Father, you said yesterday, you gave us Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. And we thank you for the promises, for God, that you have released upon each and every one of our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, I believe what you spoke with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind and thoughts. I believe your word. In the name of Jesus, I believe your word, Jesus. Every word you spoke yesterday, every word you have spoken in my life, I believe. There's no one to trust but you. Family will feel, friends will feel, Jesus, you never fail. Jesus, you will never ever fail me. Never ever fail us. So we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your grace, for your kindness, in the name of Jesus. So this week, as we move about, Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. We surrender completely and totally to you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For those of you that are here this morning, hallelujah, I pray that you will hear this word and receive this word in your spirit. And I started with John 14. And I have a prophetic word for everyone this morning too. So please bear with me. We might go a little longer, not too much longer, but just bear with me, please, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We talk about John 14. For those of you, if you did not hear the word, I read John 14, 1 to 14. To summarize it, when John the Baptist beheaded, and when the disciples took his body. John the Baptist disciples took his body. Then they buried it and went and told Jesus. I want you to zero in on verse 13. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. To Jesus. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by but private place to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the town. And Jesus landed and saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them and healed their sick. So let me bring it to you. John the Baptist, if you can remember Luke, the book of Luke, remember the first time Zechariah in the temple was promised a son, and John the Baptist is that son. His mother is Elizabeth. And if you can remember, if you read Luke chapter 1, you will remember that Mary went to Elizabeth when they told her that she was going to carry this child, and the angel told her. And John the Baptist, the baby leaped in Elizabeth's womb. Remember, Elizabeth and Zechariah was righteous people. They were old. Elizabeth was barren, but the Lord blessed them with his son, John the Baptist. And Elizabeth was an older cousin of Mary. So what I want you to realize that these two families was intertwined. So John the Baptist is Jesus' cousin. And you remember both of them were born around the same time. So in your opinion, if you're looking at it, if they were cousins and they were born at the same time, around the same time, and their parents knew each other, what do you think? They had a relationship. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus. Jesus called him the best, one of the best, but the best prophet. Hallelujah. People thought he was the least, but he was the greatest because he was the forerunner, telling people repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. He is the one that baptized Jesus. Hallelujah. So they had relationship. And look what happened. John was beheaded and killed by Herod. But I want you to see Jesus heard what had happened. He withdrew by but privately. So Jesus had mourned over the death of his cousin, over the death of John the Baptist. When he heard that John was dead. You know, when you hear that someone close to you died, when you scream, and sometimes we scream, sometimes we holler when we first hear. And then sometimes, I don't know about you, but you want to have that silence, that you want to be quiet when you lose a loved one. Jesus withdrew himself when he heard about John. He went to, I think Mark 1:35 says Jesus went to a solitary place every morning when it was yet dark to pray. So I believe in that solitary place he went. I know that he prayed to the Father. He always had communication with his Father. But the Holy Ghost will comfort him also. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when you hear about your family or close friends after passing away, you're sad. You want to be alone. Christians, you want to pray if you're a Christian. Or when you hear bad news about someone, instead of calling all over, you want to get into the mode of prayer. You know, Jesus is our example. Jesus went to a solitary place. Even when he went to the solitary place, crowds to follow him. To the solitary place. He had compassion on them. And he healed the sick. I don't care what kind of trials and tribulations we go through, or mourning, or whatever we go through. Yes, it's difficult. But we still must do the work of Almighty God. That's why when you go into your solitary place, you pray for strength. You ask God for strength and grace. Stay in a place of depression. You don't stay in a place of sadness that you don't get out of that. Because if you continue in that place, the enemy will have a party over you. So even when you're going through trials and tribulations, after you continuously stay in prayer and communication with Almighty God, who will send the comfort of the Holy Spirit, who will comfort you, and you continue to do what God has called you to do. He had compassion on them. Jesus was full of love and compassion, and he healed the sick. What am I saying to you? Through your sadness, through your pains, through our trials, through our tribulations, through our discouragement, through our disappointment, you still must do what God has called you to do. Not in praying and asking him to strengthen you and give you grace to do your assignment. Hallelujah. And I want you to think about this morning for this week. Sometimes when people are going through things, they don't want to be bothered with no one. Do not get into that dark place. Pray. You are a Christian. And the Father, Almighty God, will comfort you. And continue to do the work of God. Hallelujah. Many, many, many times, Emma. I took my husband to vows for years. Even right now. Prayer line, I'm not well. I still wake up. I still pray. I still push. Sometimes I'm in pain and I'm still praying, but I don't stop the prayer line at 5 a.m. because I'm sick. No. Sometimes it's hard, but the Lord strengthens me. It is not about me, but the will of Almighty God. Never let it be about you. Me. Sometimes, even when you're not feeling well, just put the prayer line on. Listen, you know, so you can receive the word. And so we can pray with and for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for your healing, for your deliverance, or maybe something happened to your children, whatever it is, to your mind. and make you sad or depressed or oppressed. Weeping may endure in the night, but while joy comes in the morning, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. He said he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. So even with that, when you keep your mind on things of Jesus, he will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. He will strengthen you. He will give you grace in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for this word of encouragement. I thank you, Lord, that when we even go through different issues in our lives, that we can focus on you and pray for you to strengthen us. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was about to face his death, the Bible says he prayed and blood, prayed sweat like blood came down in the garden. The Bible says, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And the angels came and strengthened him. The angels came and strengthened him. You pray for strength. You pray for grace. Hallelujah. And you go about and do your divine assignment. In Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to give prophetic word. Children, this is not a one-day thing. This is an everyday thing in your private closet. Pray for your children in your family, your neighbor's children. Pray for the children in your children's school. And yet the Lord said, pray for the children in your grandchildren or your children's school. Pray for those kids, because usually, as the Spirit of the Lord is saying, one of those kids in the school that does those things. So you pray for the kids in your children or your grandchildren's school. Whatever schools they are in, you pray. And you pray whether they're in university or they're in kindergarten or preschool, you pray. You just cover all the schools that your children, your grandchildren, those connected to you going to. Hallelujah. And you pray. Everyone under the sound of my voice, school's name. Write that school's name down. Every school and your children, your grandchildren, do say it's a lot of work. Write their school. It's not a lot of work. Write their schools down. If the kids in Liberia, write their schools down. But by opposing, nothing can happen like that in Liberia. Yeah, you can say they will not get, nobody will go and shoot or this thing. But guess what? These kids, they use them for sacrifices. They get laws for ritualistic killing. Some of these kids get raped. Some of the young girls, the little babies are being raped. So we pray if your kids in grandchildren in Liberia get their schools. And pray for them. Pray for the teachers. Pray. The Lord said we should pray for the children. Don't take this for granted. Pray for the children. Get their schools. And use that list as your graduate. What's the name of the school? And you write the name down. And you call those schools' name loud. Don't say, I pray for all my graduate schools. No. Be specific. I got grandkids that go to different high schools. A couple of them. And different colleges. Pray for them. in Jesus' name. Another thing before I close. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principality powers, rulers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, this is what we wrestle against. It's the word. Do not let. There are people in our families, ministry, even on this prayer line, even right here on this prayer line. People in your church, people in your family, it could be your children, it could even be your spouse, your husband, your parents, whatever, your sister, your brother, whoever. Guard your heart. Out of it flows the issues of life. Your heart. Out of it flows the issue of life. Remember, you're not wrestling against that person. It's the spirit behind that person. Hallelujah. Do not let the enemy come into your spirit, man, into your heart. Don't do it. Take the time to steal, kill, and destroy. So you can use your children. He can use your spouse. He can use your grandchildren. He can use your siblings as you're going through the fasting. He can use people at your job. He can use your own self against your own self. Guard your heart. For of what we say, not to bring offenses to our family, to our friends, to those on the prayer line. Be careful what we say so we cannot allow the devil to use us to offend people, to hurt people, to be mean and say unkind things to people, not only prayer line, but to your family at home, to your family on the job. There are people on your job, so your neighbors. Don't let the enemy use you to bring offense to others. No, use you to say things to hurt people. Don't let him use you because it hinders your prayer. All you want, those prayers are just stagnant because you have allowed the enemy to use you to bring offense. And you, when you start praying and you say, oh, Lord, this and that, no, God's not going to hear it when you carry that spirit of offense and you on the prayer line and you hurting others and saying things to hurt others. Or you in your womb and you hurting your daughter or your son or your children or those who around you or your job, you mean and you're doing this, or your grandchildren, you're doing that, you snap it, you know the enemy is using us. Do not allow it. When you see their time, when you hear, you take it to God in prayer. Take it to God in prayer. Take it to God when someone offends you. Take it to God in prayer. In the name of Jesus. This is a season we cannot afford to miss. Guard your heart. Father, we thank you for what you've spoken this morning. We thank you for the word. That Jesus continued to, even though he mourned, he asked you for strength. And he continued to do what you've called him to do. Help us, strengthen us to do what you've called us to do. Give us more grace. And Lord, Help us to guard our hearts. Oh God, do not allow the enemy to use us to bring offense to family members and friends, neighbors, in the name of Jesus. And forgive us if we come into that category of offending others. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us for throwing hints to others. Forgive us for offending in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day in Jesus' name.